there, WGRT listeners. This is Jesse Wiegand with an edition of Locals in the Limelight, your connection to the people behind the events in the Blue Water area. Today we're talking with Andy Baku, owner of Wolverine Market in Port Huron in Marysville and chairman of the Port Huron Beer Fest. Andy, tell us a little bit about Beer Fest.
This month, of course, is coming up, so Port Huron Beer Festival. It evolved to become Port Huron Beer Festival. It started as an Oktoberfest and just kept on moving, so ultimately we figured might as well put Port Huron on a map and just go with that. Port Huron Beer Festival is sponsored by Wolverine Market and also Citizens for Vibrant Community, which is a nonprofit that puts on the event. We work together along with the Art on the River event in June. Beginning summer, we do Art on the River, and at the end of summer, we do the Beer Festival, and it's a beautiful spot, Kiefer Park. Grassy area, we'll have tents, food vendors, we will have 2 o'clock high, give you a little bit of music. Very casual, lots of fun, bring chairs if you want, but we will have tables and chairs and tents, so whether it's rain or shine, the event will go.
Michigan seems to have strong representation in the craft beer world, but the Port Huron Beer Fest will branch out a bit.
Mainly the event is like 90% Michigan, so we'll feature such names as Bell's and Founders and Outside and Shorts and Nowhere in particular. And then we got a brand new brewery that just, you say, oh, another brewery, huh? You could probably see that there's a new brewery coming out every week, every day. This one is called 21st Amendment, and it's a lot of fun. They're having a lot of fun with their labels. Typically this time of the year, the darker beers and the stouts and the heavy bourbon barrel beers will be released, and we hope to feature some of those beers at the fest.
The event caters to beer drinkers, but there will also be a variety of beverages to taste and try.
If you're not a beer drinker, we will have cider. Blake's will be there. Also, there is mead that we will have, and mead is very popular right now. There's Black Dragon. There's also Slavic mead that we have. It's called Ampid. And then, of course, Bee Nectar. They're a pretty big name.
Thanks, Andy. Beer Fest tickets are $35 and include 15 tokens for sampling the various beverages. Designated drivers can get a $5 ticket to enjoy the event alcohol-free. Tickets are available at Wolverine Market in Port Huron and Marysville and at phbeerfest.com. That's it for this edition of Locals in the Limelight. Have fun out there, listeners. For WGRT, I'm Jesse Wiegand.